All right. We are joined on the phone today by Senator Tina Smith. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Larissa. It's great to be with you.
So I understand that you introduced or got some legislation passed this week, huh?
Yeah, I introduced legislation this week focusing on mental health. You know, I know you and I have talked about this quite a bit. It's a big focus of mine in the Senate and making sure that people have access to the mental health care that they need. And I've been hearing from Minnesotans and people around the country about a problem they've been having where they dial in to look at the directory of their health insurance plans for mental health care and then come to find out that a lot of the providers that are listed aren't really there. Either they're not accepting new patients or the numbers are wrong or they're no longer in network. It's almost like this ghost mental health network that you can't really access. And this is really quite common. A recent study found out that only 1 in 4 providers in this audit that was done were actually accepting new mental health care patients. So that's just unacceptable. And I introduced a bill yesterday that would go after these. They're like ghost networks of health providers. Go after that and hold the insurance companies accountable for actually providing the mental health care that they are saying they're providing and that they're actually legally required to provide.
So this would be for in or outpatient mental health care?
It would be for any kind of mental health care. If you have health insurance, your health insurance provider is required by law to provide mental health care just at the same way that they do physical health care. But too often, that's just not the case. It's not happening. So imagine that you're dialing, you need a counselor or a therapist, some sort of provider, and you go to your directory for your insurance plan, and then you find out that you can't actually get the care that you need. And that's the problem we're solving.
All right. I know this is an issue that is very top of mind. And, you know, as we prepare for a new correctional facility here in Beltrami County, it's becoming exceptionally poignant that our correctional facilities are the largest mental health providers in our state. Is there any way to change some of these things that we're seeing?
Well, what happens, of course, is that if people don't get access to the mental health care that they need when they're young, when they can still prevent those mental illnesses from getting worse, you end up with people in terrible situations. And that is just so unfair to people. Now, of course, we need accountability for folks that have committed crimes, but if you are in need of mental health care, you should get it. And there are all sorts of ways, I think, that these insurance companies sort of get out of providing the care that they need. Now, there are issues, of course, as well. We need to expand access to mental health care in schools so that we can help young people early on before their illnesses get worse and help them, help them be as healthy as they can be. But it is a severe shortage of mental health care in this country that is causing so many of the problems I think that we have. It's a crisis, and we have to face it and deal with it.
All right, Senator Smith, anything else you want to bring to the attention of our listeners before I let you go today?
Well, I'm just grateful for the chance to talk with you, and I hope that everyone has a peaceful Thanksgiving coming up already next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator Smith. I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.